Welcome, one and all, with your host, Rolando, and his co-host, John. We are the Skeleton Boys.
Hello and welcome to the Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. Hi, I'm Rolando.
And I'm John.
And welcome to the show. This week, we will review Wormwood, Apocalypse. As always, John will give us the plot in five words, give our first thoughts, and then go to deep spoiler analysis. But first, we go to TV Corner as we continue to watch All of Us Are Dead, episode 4. So, what'd you think?
Shit is really hitting the fan, and that's exactly why we have discussed jumping off this gem of a TV show.
Well, I thought you were going to say they spent the entire episode trying to learn how to shit in a fan or wherever.
They spent the entire episode being boring, and then I stopped caring about each of the characters.
Yeah, this was after coming off the third one, which I think we thought gained a little more momentum. This fourth one felt like just a standstill episode. Not much went on or progressed the plot. In fact, we even introduced more characters, more people I don't know their names of, while we still focus on the kids stuck in the school and the trials and tribulations of going to the bathroom. That's my summary. Nothing else happened.
Not really, no. Yeah. The weird kid, right? That
the Asian kid, or which one?
the one that never confessed his love to that girl, right?
Yeah.
Right. Isn't he the one that gets stabbed at the end?
Yeah. So this ends on.
He's super limber.
All these kids are like fighters. They're all well choreographed fighters. Like, well trained in
very, very. They should all go into stunts when they're done surviving.
Yeah, I mean, Korea is just a land of stuntmen. So
they're forced to take parkour lessons
and arithmetic.
In case of the ever since Train to Busan came out, they've been really cracking down on like we need to do our zombie safety protocol procedures.
Yeah.
You guys all need to be good about jumping through windows that are like well above waist height.
So I think the theme is emerging in the show in that this show's kind of about bullying. It's trying to tackle that topic. It's actually really, it's not only a prevalent topic here in America, it's also incredibly important in Korea because there's a lot of like social networks, a lot of bullying, social bullying, school bullying, stuff like that. It's kind of like a bigger deal over there. So I think they try to do like a little social commentary here this episode by explaining that the guy, the professor who created the virus, son was bullied, which is actually makes a lot of sense because that actually is how the show starts.
His kids kept getting bullied at the very beginning.
Yeah, so that message seems to be coming through. It's a little weird that a science teacher is going, 100% evil here, right? He's going, hard. He's breaking bad.
Like he does, and then right before he decides to kill himself by throwing himself to the zombies.
Mm-hmm.
He tells that police officer what he needs to do. You need to go to my laboratory, my $80 million laboratory at this high school
that I work at. Public school. Yeah.
But yeah. Where I've concocted this virus from my various medical devices and the different chemicals and organisms I have at my disposal. MI90 Billy Dollar School.
Yeah, I mean, most teachers struggle paying for erasers and pens and pencils and stuff, so, but this guy got the budget.
It's because we have such a skewed view on how, like, the school industry works because we're Americans.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Every other country, they're like, teachers are fucking rock stars. You know? Just give them whatever they want.
Yeah. $80 million research project labs. Nice.
Maybe they're boozing it up in the back. It's all good.
Yeah. This one, yeah. This episode didn't. I said this earlier to you, but I think it having the Walking Dead problem, and that it's a focusing on these individuals, keeps introducing individuals, and I'm not seeing enough of an inversion on the story to keep me interested. It feels very samey's, you know. It feels very samey's in terms of like what you would think a zombie show would be. I think that's one of the problems I'm having.
Yeah, it's also boring.
It's also boring. More importantly, it's really, really boring. No.
It's getting for the amount of like blood and stuff, I'm like, wow, this is a little bit boring.
Yeah. I think you're right. I don't really find the kids fighting in a zombie attack all that interesting. I have no way to relate to them. Maybe if I was like, I don't know, 15 years younger, maybe I'd care.
Yeah. Also, I feel like it's easy to catch on to the formula of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm not mistaken, it feels like the mathematics go as is. If they're running through a hallway, if there's a bunch of zombies, the kids or whoever's running away from them are probably going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
If there's like a singled out moment where stuff slows down, somebody's probably going to get bit. Like at the end there, when the kid was running away from the zombies, I was like, oh, he's going to be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise they wouldn't choreograph it that way. Mm. They're choreographing it like it's like an epic fight. Like, which is the one, like The Raid or Ambok,
right?
Where you know, it's like one continuous shot type of deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. So,
yeah,
it's a little predictable, I guess.
Yeah, it's a little bland. I don't think there's anything here for that I find unique, so I can grab onto. It's the same sort of zombie story. The zombie story we've been told before, right? I mean,
yeah. And what does the show know about viruses? I know about viruses. Because I have a virus, ladies and gentlemen.
Gonorrhea. No, I'm just kidding.
Gonorrhea. Yeah. The scientists are wrong. I'm just kidding.
They're wrong. Birds.
The birds are robots. I got the Rona. Now my eyes are open.
You having a they live moment?
Yeah. I actually saw a fucking meme like that. I'm like, oh my God, no. But I will say, ladies and gentlemen, I do have COVID, which will be the first time I've contracted this virus in the 2.5 years it's been around. I'm triple vax, which is why I think like the virus won't. I mean, it's still in my body, but I don't feel bad at all. I'm just a little annoyed by the whole scenario.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, now I can't wait to have arguments with people that are like, "Well, you haven't gotten COVID yet," so like, yeah, because I've been safe about it.
I think I jinxed you.
Let me explain to them.
I jinxed you. I think because I told you.
I jinxed myself.
I told you about the research project that they were going to pay out people who haven't gotten it in the 2+ years. And I don't know. We tempted fate. We flew too close to the sun on that.
I mean, I have a theory. I think it's just a theory, of course. I think maybe we're exposed to the virus like often, right? And it's probably like lingering in our bodies. I've had a very stressful month, like an absurdly stressful month in the grand scheme of things. So I think like my immune system really plummeted when everything finally looked like it was being taken care of. I just relaxed and then I got sick.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I know you've been really busy at work and other stuff. So
shit, yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch of other shit going on in the back.
So yeah, I know that. That does happen when you're just trying to go, 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 get all these things done. And then you finally get a little headway, you relax. It's usually when they get you. Yeah. I can relate.
So that's everybody just be happy and relax. Do it now. I think I saved lives there.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
We'll put a little music on that. A little educational music.
Cue Something in the Way by Nirvana.
Let's. Yeah.
Hold on, I need to like put my hair in my face.
Something's in the way.
All right, that's one of my many gripes about the film. But I was like, you know. Robert Pattinson didn't have to like try to be comic panel accurate every fucking time. The hair thing started to bug me.
Oh my God. He is total emo boy. And they just like, he just owns it. I love it. I loved it. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Loved it. He just did.
I mean, I didn't mind at all, especially since it's supposed to be Batman year like 3, right?
Yeah. It's supposed to be like he had been doing it like a year ish or something like that. Yeah. 2 years. Well,
yeah, I don't know about the Riddler, but anyway.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. It's good in conception, but I don't feel like him wanting to. Should I just spoil Batman? The plot of him trying to blow up the dam doesn't really like. That much. I mean, I got why it's connected. I get it. I'm not like, it's not that you don't have to explain the plot to me. I just thought that seemed a little too far-fetched, I think. Though it is a great acknowledgement of Scott Snyder's, not Scott Snyder. Who am I thinking of? Scott Snyder. Yeah. Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo's Zero Year. No, not that one. They're good Snyder.
Zack Snyder's Sucker Punch.
No. All right, yeah. It's a lot of craziness. Let's talk about something completely different. Infections and zombies. If you want to move over to our main review of Wormwood Apocalypse. John, do you want to give us the plot in 5 words?
Johnny.
5 words.
Plot summary.
Drum roll, please.
Yes. In Johnny's 6-day quarantine, 5-word plot summary for Wormwood, Wormwood Apocalypse. Coming in at number 3, worst 36-hour race entry.
Okay, yeah.
Coming in at number 2, Peter Jackson influences bad taste.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
And coming in at number 1, Silly Max, the crappy dead.
Yeah. Wormwood Apocalypse is a sequel to Wormwood, the Road or Road to the Dead, or what is it called? I should have looked it up.
Yeah.
I'm really bad. Road of the Dead. And it is about a zombie-fested Australian wasteland. And it's about a soldier going about his day-to-day routine. He tracks and captures survivors for the Surgeon General, hoping to find a cure. This is an Australian movie, so naturally, it's taking inspiration from Mad Max or
Yahoo Serious.
And
if anybody knows who Yahoo Serious is.
And it definitely has, basically, I think it's like, I would say there's another one with a sheep. I think it's called Black Sheep. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? It's also zombie infested sheep.
Yeah.
The Australian filmmaking scene is very unique in that it's very exploitive. They have a long history of doing exploitation movies, along with, of course, other like prestige films like Peter Weir movies and stuff, you know, stuff like that. But this definitely falls into that grindhousey B movie genre, right? So,
yeah.
John, what did you think? I'm pretty sure. I thought you might be on the fence on this one. But
it was fucking terrible.
Okay.
It was like, in my head, I like B movies, right?
Uh-huh.
But I think I've talked about this before. It is very difficult to make a B movie post 2010.
Okay.
Because everybody's like, all this like good equipment is so accessible now that when you like, you start to lose the charm of all these things and things are tracked too well. So this just looked like they had like a high budget and didn't use it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, no, I get that.
Like a trauma film, which is like, I don't know. I feel like trauma films, I'm not saying it's good writing. It's just like better writing because they know how to write for films like that, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
I guess that's the other thing. This felt like the second episode of a series. And I was like, I guess I need to watch the first episode.
That was my biggest problem. Yeah. Honestly, that was my biggest issue. Is I actually don't mind the story, the setting. I actually thought it was kind of cool that this guy has like a daily routine and he kind of lives with these zombies. You kind of go like through his day, you know, routine through like him waking up, how he gets food, how he gets coffee made, he plants his garden, he fights.
And what
zombies.
What was the biggest problem with that intro? After watching All of Us Are Dead, I'm like, how come he wasn't trying to figure out how to shit for like a
minute? Well, Australian people are much more, this is a much more advanced story. Because it's in the All of Us Are Dead things.
What you do is you only sleep on your back, but you cut a hole around the butt area of the bed.
Yeah.
And you leave a bucket.
So I think I actually enjoyed those aspects of it. I thought it was kind of fun. But I did feel that, of course, that it does feel like it opens with a scene where like you have two characters discussing something. Well, I don't even know what the heck's going on. And it feels like something from another movie. And then we kick into this plot, and then I'm all for like B movie stuff, but it feels like it was, it never felt like cinematic. Is that a nice way to put it? It never felt like,
yeah.
It felt very small, very TV. I felt like I was watching like at the level of a TV show. Which I think,
yeah, because also we're at the same, I think like three locations the entire movie.
Mm-hmm. That did,
you know, it never really strayed away from any of those places.
That did make it feel small, like in terms of like we never got to see like for instance like a major city. We never got to see a neighboring towns. We never really got to see like anything to kind of give it any kind of scope or, you know, levity. It was just like this small story between these like five characters, you know.
Yeah, and also the way it was like lit and the set and all that, which, you know, kudos to them for putting in the work, but it felt very 90s cartoon or like 90s video game. Sorry, I'm just spreading my virus. Like the set itself reminded me of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles video game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that wasn't helping me. Everything's just super corny. And I also have no idea what the fuck's going on. I think I text you that Sunday. Or was it Monday?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, have you seen it yet? And you're like, no, not yet. Because I was going to be like, what the fuck is going on? I'm halfway through the movie and I'm still very confused.
Well, go ahead.
No, I was just going to, then I ended up figuring it out. I just didn't want it to be that dumb.
Yeah, I feel like the story is very loose plot, but what do you think of the zombie? Basically, the zombies in this outbreak, they omit sort of a yellow gas that can be turned into all kinds of like fuel or some sort of
combustible energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like that needed a little bit more explaining, but
yeah, you probably explained that in the first one, I guess.
And clearly the way this movie started is probably how that last movie ended.
Yeah.
And so that did feel like this is definitely a movie that you can't really like jump in. You know, well, the only thing I compare it to, you know how like Road Warrior and Mad Max aren't the same movie. They're the same movie, but they're not the same movie, right? Well, you don't necessarily have to watch one or the other. They're kind of separate. Or even like Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2. They're not the same movie per se, even though it's like pretty much the same.
Well, technically they are the same movie.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, no, it's not like, and it's, but for this one, it kind of felt like you did need, if you wanted to have pretty much the entire ensemble, like the ensemble, to understand like more of where they're coming from, you would have watched, it's probably better to watch the first movie. That way you get an idea of who some of these characters are. You know what I mean? Like who Maxie, the Colonel, Brooke, or like Grace, who those characters are is probably better explained in the first movie. So when we meet Reese is kind of like, and I think there's even like a point where the Colonel and Brooke, I believe the actor who plays Reese in this movie, who's a good guy, was the bad guy in the first movie. And they say that they're brothers and they have the exact same face. So, so it's kind of like, and he must have died in that movie. So it's kind of like,
Yeah, they show it in this one, actually.
Oh, they do.
They show the brother dying in this one, yeah.
Oh, I missed it.
He gets some other bad person pours gasoline on him or something and sets him on fire.
Oh, I kind of remember that. And it would have been kind of helpful to flesh out some of these characters and their relationships more.
I'm guessing. I want to say that the sisters that we meet at the beginning of the movie, they barely meet at the end of the last movie,
mm-hmm.
is my guess. Also, I'm to understand, I suppose, that the only reason all these actors are like at 110% because they are overacting fucking. It's like they're trying to compete to see who can be the better over actor. It's because in the first movie, they probably already set them up as like normal and then go to like fucking 110.
Mm-hmm.
So this movie, they just started at 110.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this is like silly. This is like porno level silly.
I didn't. I was a little more entertained with it. I wasn't like, I went along more with the plot contrivances than you, I think. I was more okay with it. It's fine. It didn't really like any of the little things that were going on. I was more, I was more passive about, in essence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like a movie that's got like a similar vibe, but I think is way better is, I'm going to get this wrong. Dead Cold, or what's it called? Cold Nazi Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
That are being thawed out.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of that movie? There's two of them.
Yeah, I don't remember. I know you're talking about.
Yeah, that one's really good.
Yeah.
That one's like really fun. But this one, I don't know what it was. I don't know if it's maybe because I'm sick, but I was like, man, I don't know what's going on at all. And these guys are just like fucking little, they're a bunch of silly gooses running around in this movie. just being silly gooses.
Yeah.
It felt, I think that's why I mentioned Peter Jackson. I wanted to say Dead Alive because it felt like that style of acting.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Dead Alive was like way in. I think that's like a fucking brilliant movie.
Mm-hmm.
I kick arsh for the Lord. There's no one-liners like that. I was very upset.
That is something I wish it had more of. One-liners.
I just saw, I mean, this is unrelated, but sort of related. I just saw a clip of a Family Guy episode I'd never seen where, I don't know why, but Peter Griffin has to beat up a bunch of like younger, I don't know if they're teens or if they're like college guys.
Mm-hmm.
And like it starts to rain and it's nighttime and he like rips his shirt sleeves off and puts them like wraps them around his fists and he goes, I plan on dying tonight. And he punches himself in the face and breaks his nose to bleed. And he goes, what are you guys' plans? And I was like, that's so badass. And I tried to look up what movie it's from, and apparently fucking, what's his face, made it up. And I was like, that's a fucking great, it sounds like a fucking 80s thing.
Yeah.
I plan on dying tonight. What are your plans? So anyway, if we could have had more of that in this movie.
Got it. More Family Guy references. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, actually, The Australian low budget movies tend to have a little bit of a charm, and I think this one kind of did. I was like, okay with it, you know. I actually liked the Brooke character. She was the one that was zombie / person, halfy.
Yeah,
she was good.
Where she did like everything except like smack her lips. Every time she came on screen, she was like real, real intense, like, yeah. But like anybody that was a zombie, like her, when that other, the sister changed, she kind of did the same thing. And then when at the end, there's a reveal that her and that other guy that was a main character in the first one, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The discount Carl Urban.
Yeah.
Also started doing the same thing. They pop out like, yeah, we're still alive. Time for brains.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't say I liked it.
It was fine. I was okay with it. I didn't hate it.
Well, I'm happy for you then.
That's about as much as I could say. It was fine. It's like, I mean, it's okay. It's all right.
Well, next week we're going to watch Salem's Lot, the original, again.
Nice.
So we can finally go back and truly appreciate it for what it is.
Well, I'm excited about the remake. I want to check out that remake.
Yeah, hopefully that's good. I'm hoping it's good.
You're hoping it's good.
Yeah. We'll see. Stephen King movies are a tough sell.
Not all classics. They're not all home runs.
It feels like they stopped being classics at some point.
I don't think there is a classic.
I used to mean like
movie.
Huh?
They're all bad. I mean, the majority of them are bad. There's like maybe one or two exceptions.
What, we got It. We got Shawshank Redemption.
Uh-huh.
We got The Running Man. It still counts. Got The Shining.
Stand By Me?
Stand By Me, yeah. The Dead Zone did pretty good.
That's a solid movie. It's a really solid movie.
Yeah. And I know Silver Bullet's not, but I really enjoy that movie.
I really enjoyed that movie too. Green Mile?
I think it's like as soon as you start trying to make them in like the 2000s. Well, yeah, the 2000s, that's when they start getting bad, like everything else. The end of Carpenter, the end of King.
Yeah. Yeah. That actually list was, those movies were better than I remember. I made a longer list than I thought. Maybe it's just the TV
I'm
stuff.
I'm actually surprised I knew that many.
Yeah. Maybe it's just the TV stuff. The TV stuff's pretty rough. Pretty terrible.
Usually pretty bad. But the original Stand is all right, I think. Still pretty good. It's just long.
Oh, this new Stand's super boring, by the way. I tried watching it. Total pass.
Yeah, I figured.
It's a pass, yeah.
Oh, you know what? Classic. For Stephen King, you got Creepshow.
There you go. Creepshow.
That's all I got to say. That's where it ends. Oh, no. It actually ends with the the segment where that hillbilly finds a meteor and he thinks he's going to be rich, but then grass starts growing on his skin. Played by Stephen King.
So how do you feel about going forward? We only do Irish horror movies and we'll never do another Australian horror movie again.
Oh, wow. I think our podcast is going to end in like a couple of weeks if we do that. I like the idea. I mean, I don't know. There's a bunch to watch. And we've already seen them.
Well, I'm always amazed by how many Irish horror movies there are and how good they are. I think they're like 4 out of 4 for me. I don't think I've seen one bad one.
It's true. That movie Stitches.
I don't think I saw that.
Remember that one?
Nope.
I never saw it either. The one with the clown, right? You know which one I'm talking about?
Maybe. It sounds familiar.
Well, it's Irish, apparently.
Huh.
Well, yeah. Maybe we should look into this.
I saw somebody on Twitter post about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. They took a tour of all the locations in Texas.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. From like the gas station, the house, the new house that they used for the Jessica Biel version, I think. It's like a whole trip. It's like a 13-hour trip or whatever. I was like, why did we never think of this? That would have been so fun to do.
That would have been great, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's all like on the west side, right? Of Texas, I'm assuming.
It's all on the really, yeah, it's up like, yeah. I don't know.
Because it's either the west side or like up north. Because I know the east side is all trees and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit nicer.
Yeah. Let me look it up.
Imagine.
Look it up.
Or it could be like just right outside of Austin or right outside of Dallas, I guess.
Kingsland, Texas. That's where they started. Let me see where that is.
It's in Texas.
But it's important.
Kingsland, Texas.
It's important to see where. Oh, it's just west of Austin.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I was going to say, I thought they shot this like further up in the panhandle, but no, it's probably Austin because I know that's probably where Toby Hopper, you know,
yeah,
started out of at Austin. I was thinking like maybe Austin College Station, probably where he's from. That area, they're like more of a, you know, well you know like Austin had more of a film scene.
Yeah, Austin, Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are kind of the major ones.
Mm-hmm.
The Rio Grande Valley. But.
Yeah.
They could also have filmed stuff in the panhandle because anybody that's been through the panhandle knows it's probably one of the most depressing places in the United States.
That's what I try to
sad times up there.
That's what I tell everybody in And I don't know if this is true anymore, but I'm gonna this is what I've known growing up was this is what I tell people in California, like I'm from the very south part border city, right? And then I tell them that you don't go up north past Dallas. That's like the stereotypical southern redneck Bible Belt is.
Yeah.
Where you don't really want to stop and eat or get gas in those areas. You just want to drive around through. Because really rough up there.
Which is, it's so hard to explain to people. Like, I always felt bad about my geographical knowledge. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm dumb. But since we know a lot about Texas, it's kind of impressive because people have no fucking clue what's in Texas.
Yeah.
It's really funny. Yeah. Like, I'm from like deep South Texas. They're like, oh, wow, like El Paso. I'm like, do people know how far up El Paso is in Texas?
Yeah.
It's above all the major cities. It's like,
yeah.
Like, well north of Austin, well north of Dallas.
Or, yeah. Or they try to say, like, oh, San Antonio? Yeah, four more hours south of that. They're like,
wow,
oh,
you're way down there.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Right. Yeah.
San Antonio is close to Austin, which is in the middle of the state.
Or Dallas or Austin. Like, they're just literally naming whatever city they can think of.
I appreciate the guys that are like, you know, I'm just naming places that I know. I don't actually know where these are on the map. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, because El Paso and Corpus Christi are nowhere near each other. They're on the exact opposite ends of the state.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, not exact. I mean, if you go at a diagonal, depending on which way your line is facing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's our geography of Texas. Thank you for listening. As always, stay poopy.
Do I go to spoilers? Wormwood? Or...
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, spoilers for Wormwood Apocalypse.
Wait! No, stop, stop, stop talking, guys. Stop the podcast. Stop. Please stop the podcast. Because we're about to go into...
Spoilers!
So what did you think about them? Basically, did you understand the whole process where, like... So the guy, Reese, would capture people. He'd give them people to this military bunker who, in turn, says they're trying to find a cure for him to find out that the medication that he needs, that he's been taking, is just the recycled people that he's hunting for them. Is that right?
So yeah, it was something like that, yeah.
Basically, they were making him into a pill form, and they were... We did have one mad scientist-ish guy who was infected, I believe. And so he needed people with the gene so he could somehow make some sort of shot for him and some other guy. I don't know. Does that track?
I think it was that. I think it was more so he can control that other zombie or his like mecha zombie.
Oh, yeah. His VAR zombie there.
Which didn't make much sense to me. I was like, just rip off float whatever flesh is on there, right? Because the thing's already decaying.
Yeah. Seems a little bit of hopelessness.
Cool idea.
Yeah. I mean, I really liked the fact that they had a character who was half zombie, half human, who could control other zombies. I'm assuming because she's like an alpha or whatever. So that was kind of interesting. I mean, I don't think I've seen that before in a movie. So then the other aspect was that they used I wish they would have explained more as to why they had like a combustible gas that they could use. Cause I did like the idea of, and I actually felt a little empathy for the zombies cause they're basically being used, right? Like he powers his car, he's driving, they have a scene where he's driving or whatever and it stops. And then he's like, the zombie dies dead, so he throws it out and he captures another one just to refill it and start going again. And there was a lot of that. That's how a lot of they figured out a way to use it. And I thought that was kind of interesting. Take different, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just the Romero idea of zombies.
Right.
We're just, you know, being reprocessed fucking energy for capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can't run my car can't run unless I use you to death. Way to go, Australia.
Or we could have done, I don't know, do you remember when we did that? I never forget this because I regret not doing it. But do you remember we did Israel's seventh seal? That
yeah, yes.
He wanted to find a horse to pull his car because he wanted you and I forgot who was with you. Was it Kate? Huh? Kate, you and Kate were in Kate, that scene yeah, together, Kate. Right? And you guys like die fairly with Israel's baby. And so like, but he wanted these shots where like, I want to get some horses. He's like, I want to get some horses to pull my car, like a carriage. And that was going to be where you guys were living out of or whatever. So I don't know. I thought that was fun. It's a cool idea. Yeah.
It's like, it's a great idea. So no problems with that idea. Man, we really were the Wild West down there.
Yeah. Yeah. You can literally film anywhere. We went through some of the Resacas in the back of Edinburgh. That's where we shot you, you guys were. Yeah. Oh, man. I felt like this movie should have needed more of that. Has that sensibility.
Yeah, more stupid shit like that. Yeah.
I did get a kick out of him getting his workout by putting a bird's cage over a zombie's head and then he started punching it.
That was pretty funny. Actually.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I enjoyed that part.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the different ways he was working out.
Yeah.
Because that was one of my first things. I'm like, okay, like, yeah. I guess you go all in with the idea of these guys because how the hell does he stay in shape like that?
Yeah. No, yeah.
I mean, I'm not even going to get into the logistics of like how much he would have to be eating a day.
But, yeah. Well, whatever.
But that was pretty funny. I was like, that's great.
It should have been more of that. Like, if this movie had more of like that famous opening of Jeremiah Jones where there's like the first half hour, there's no talking. It's just Robert Redford like surviving in the snow and shit. Like, if it was more of that, I would be like this guy, you know, surviving in this, the outback of Australia. That would have been a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, I think so. And then, yeah, I can see that. Yeah, more of like a Rambo style. Like, I don't even want to be bothered this time. I'm just trying to survive the zombies. Did I get back up?
Spot on. Spot on. Sylvester Stallone. Don't hurt yourself.
Don't hurt yourself there. With special guest. It's like, hey, I'm here to help you fight zombies.
Predator, you fight? No.
God, come on, kill me. just kidding. Fuck you.
It's not a tumor.
That was also my Sylvester Stallone impression.
To buy one Heineken or something, yeah.
Yes. It's the same guy.
Yeah. I think there's like little details here. It's definitely a lot more ambition than there is budget for this movie. But I think it focused. I feel like if it tried to stay too true to a movie that was very underseen, because I had never even heard of this other Wormwood movie.
Yeah.
And he could have easily like just remixed the same story, but this feels like a continuation. And I tried to look up the director. This is really the only thing he's ever done. He did shoot a pilot for this, which actually makes a lot of sense. Spin it off as like a TV show. Cause this feels like a TV show. So, because it has, you know, has a lot of like first episodes tropes in it. So.
Yeah, because the ending wasn't even like a real ending.
No, yeah. Just like a...
It was like, everything's happy again.
Get ready for chapter two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, get ready for the next chapter. Three. Yeah.
Or three or whatever. Yeah. whatever it is.
2.5.
Wormwood.
Why is it called Wormwood? Did we ever?
I don't.
Did we ever find out?
I'm
why?
Guessing.
I thought it would be that guy's name.
That's the stuff that comes out of their mouth.
Oh,
that's the stuff that
I don't know if you're being truthful, but it's I like it.
No,
it's actual. It's the actual explanation.
Yeah, I don't know. I had thought about that, then I forgot. But I think Wormwood. Is just the name of the place?
Australia?
The wastelands that they're at? Maybe? I don't know. I'll ponder this question, then probably forget about it.
Yeah.
Wormwood.
Wormwood. Not about a little worm that lives in a zombie head.
No, not about an ancient demonic worm.
Yeah.
That would have been fucking rad. I would have been very happy.
Yeah. Alrighty. Do you want to just get to ratings? Spooky? You want to go to
sure, sleep? Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, I don't know if we even spoiled anything. The good guys win.
Yeah. So the sisters, one of them gets bit. She turns into what, like the other character.
Super zombie.
She's half zombie, half person or whatever. She's able to control them. Reese is roped into having to save them because of the other sister. And that's it.
He feels and bad.
He finds out that the military people he's supposedly helping are kind of, I don't know, being selfish. They're not really looking for a cure or a way out. So he turns on them.
And then the other guy that I guess was in the first movie gets bit by our original half zombie, half human. And that part felt a little forced, but it happened. And then they decide that they're going to blow up the place so there's no more research or evidence.
Yeah.
So they blow themselves up while our hero and the sister that hasn't been bitten escape through a tube that shoots them out of the facility.
Yeah.
Via a zombie's gassish wormwood breath. So they shoot out.
Yeah.
Oh no, it was that guy, the guy from the first movie, I guess, puts on the mask and starts breathing out all his fumes to fart him out in the sky or whatever. And then they go after the scientist zombie, half zombie guy who is stealing gas from the sister that's half zombie, half human. And they all live happily ever after.
Until the next chapter.
Until the next chapter.
Yeah.
Because the two people from the first movie that decided to kill themselves because they're half zombies stayed alive.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
There you go.
Everything's all right in Wormwood. if that's the name of the place.
Yeah. Too many mysteries. Alrighty. How many sexy spooky bones do you want to give it?
How many sexy spooky bones will you give it? Sexy bones. Ooh, sexy bones. Well, I know what you need. Show us your sexy.
Don't do that. Just rate the movie.
I'm gonna give Wormwood Apocalypse 2.7 sexy spooky bones.
Nice. I'm going to give it 5.5 sexy spooky bones. Nice. It was okay. It's okay. I wasn't, I wasn't. There's nothing like particularly bad or offensive about this movie.
No, that's true.
But I mean, if you didn't vibe with it, I'd get it. You know, I totally get it.
Yeah, it's just okay. Maybe I've been rewatching Psycho Gorman a lot. Maybe that's a problem. I'm putting B movies on this like sarcastic pedestal. It's like,
yeah,
because the more I watch that movie, the more sarcastic it comes across. Like the entire movie is just like a snarky. I don't know.
But yeah. Cool. So,
There you go, Wormwood.
There you go, Wormwood. And we're done with All of Us Are Dead. I don't think we mentioned that, but we're not going to continue. We're not continuing.
We're not going to continue All of Us Are Dead.
So, next week...
I'll just assume they all died, like the title suggests.
They lived happily ever after, all dead. Yep. Oh. Yep. Now, so next week we're gonna have some surprises, new stuff. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, my thing is like.
Do you know where the surprises? Do you know where from they might be?
No. No, no.
No idea where from.
I feel like you're emphasizing where the word.
From.
No. No, not that. Yeah. You're emphasizing the word where too much.
No. Do you know where from?
Oh, it's gonna be so much fun next week.
All right, that's your hint.
Yeah, that's your major hint for next week. Guess away. Okay. Cool.
All right. Yeah,
I was waiting for you to say your
outro.
I was waiting for you. I thought you had one more thing to say there. All right. All right, guys, gals, and non-binary pals, thank you for listening. And as always,
stay spooky.
Skeleton crew, it's time. The boys say goodbye. We love all of you. We really have to go poo. We'll miss you, but it's time for us to.